Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Oh, yeah. I know it was the blood for me. Yeah. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, they pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Radio, other than Overseer Elliott. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation Broadcast. Today we have an exciting topic. And before we start, we will pray. I know that God is faithful. I know that He answers prayer many times in many ways. I may not even understand it. But I ask the Heavenly Father today that as far as God is concerned, there is a sweet, wholesome fragrance in our life. It is the fragrance of Christ within each one of us. He is right here with an unyielding desire that's willing to trust. And today we have an exciting topic, and the broadcast today is how to overcome being forgotten. And today, as we go forth in this broadcast, just think about your life today. Put yourself in this situation. Have you ever felt forgotten? Ever felt like the world had passed you by? Like friends and family had gone on to bigger and better things? And you're just stuck. Ever felt like even God had forgotten you? Keep doing what God has gifted you to do. Even when we face difficulties, we can and we certainly should continue to use the gift God has given each one of us. Today, I ask you the question, how do we remain faithful when we find ourselves where we didn't expect to be? And I hope I have some callers that's listening in today will be able to come on and share what they think of this topic today. You know, we're going to go to Genesis today and talk about the life of Joseph. Excuse me. You know, the life of Joseph offered proof that God doesn't forget you. He always is aware of your circumstances, no matter where you are or what's going on. And like Joseph, you can choose positive action while you wait to see what God is doing in your life. You know, and in Genesis 30, the 39th chapter, 21st to the 23rd verse, it said, but the Lord was with Joseph, just like he is with you, and extended kindness to him. He granted him favor in the eyes of the person, of the prison warden. You know, in verse 22, he said, the warden put all the prisoners who were in the prison under Joseph's authority. And he was responsible for everything that was done there. And in verse 23, it says, the warden did not bother with anything under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him and the Lord made everything that he did successful. So when you think about that, you know, it's clear once again that Joseph was and that God was with Joseph at every turn. Just like he is with each and every one of you today that were listening to this broadcast, even in the archives later, even when it may have appeared otherwise. Not only that, but Joseph remained faithful to God by continuing to do what God had gifted him to do. Are you remaining faithful in what God has given you? God had equipped Joseph to dream and to lead, just like he have equipped you to have visions, to have dreams, and to lead. You know, therefore, Joseph exercised those gifts by managing with excellence, even in the depths of an Egyptian prison. You know, you don't have to be in prison, literally, and confined to a bill, but you could be in prison in your mind, in your home. Had you thought about that? We also need to be aware of what God had gifted us to do in his sovereign. God knit you together in your mother's womb. He made you to fit in his body, which is the church, just the way he wanted you to fit. And the church is within you. Everyone thinks the church is just the sanctuary of the building you go to once or twice or three times a week. The church starts with you. So just like Joseph, we must take our individual gift and abilities seriously. Even when we face difficulties, we can and we certainly should continue to use the gifts God has given each one of us. Now, I want you to take a look at not just Joseph's situation, but look at your situation today. He went from being the favorite son of Jacob to being a slave. How many of you all can really truly say that you have went through that? But he served with excellence. You know, think about what you have went through, even through family. But did you continue on serving God with excellence? Now he had gone from being a slave to a prisoner. His position went from bad to worse. Just think about some of the prisons that you may know, or ones you have visited, or ones that you have met that have come out. How they went to being an executive to a prisoner, or went from being a bishop, a pastor, evangelist, teacher, missionary, to being a prisoner. You know, we don't know what Joseph did to distinguish himself in prison. I don't know what you did. I didn't even ask. But he did what he did with excellence. No, consequently, he was given responsibility and authority. You know, an Egyptian prison usually was a far cry from where Joseph expected to be. Just like with us, the things we go through, we felt 5 years from what we're going through now, we would be further up. But we find ourselves in a dilemma, or we find ourselves bound up. But instead of wilding in self-pity, he continued to serve. You know, do not love God by attempting to do something I have no business doing. For example, he had not designed me to lead others in praise and worship. I can't sing at all, and I'm not a musician in the least. That's what I've been told, but by everyone. So I can rest assured knowing that what God created me to do is go into the prison to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to have compassion, love, mercy, and hope. But God have equipped me to serve as an evangelist, as a prophetess, as an overseer. Therefore, when I express love to him and others by preaching, I'm doing what God gifted me, Sadie, to do. Consequently, I know that I'm following his will. How many of you are following the will of God? How many of you are remaining faithful when we find ourselves where we didn't expect to be? You know, when you think about it, I go into the prison every week. I go into the jail. And I see new prisoners being added every week to the prison population. But here we go back to the scripture, and we talk about Pharaoh in Genesis 5:40-8. Here Pharaoh, cupbearer, and his chief baker. We don't know what their specific crimes was. I didn't read that in the scripture, what they did. But they had obviously offended Pharaoh and made him angry enough to toss them in prison. Think about your son or daughter, your husband, your nephew, your cousin, that's been put in prison. You know, having proven himself responsible, Joseph was assigned to be the person attended to both the cupbearer and the baker. God have designated somebody that you are over. Do you know who it is? Are you doing what God told you to do with this person? You know, this assignment implied that there were men of rank. You're more than just men in charge of the wine cellar and the baker in the scripture. But you might be in charge of somebody that was an executive, someone that was an executive at the church or a secretary. But are you doing what God have told you to do? You know, they may have been prisoners at that moment, but it became Joseph's duty to wait on them, even in prison. You know, sometimes we say, well, why, you ask that three-letter word, why do I have to do this? Well, why not if that's the assignment God give you? Why do I need to go into the prison? Why do I need to go into the cell, into the jail? That's something God gave me. I'm not questioning him. He got me prepared for what he was going to put me in. You know, Joseph did more than his duty to merely serve these men. He showed genuine concern for them when they became distraught, like I do. When I go in, they're distraught. They don't know what they're going to do. Some have family that done turned their back on them, or some don't have any family. Or they've did so many things that the family just don't want to be bothered. Have you encountered people that God have put in your path, have went from bad to worse, worse to bad? You know they were good people, but they was hanging around the wrong people. Noticing their sadness, not only you, but Joseph asked, how could he help them? I know a lot of you that will listen to this broadcast is saying the same thing. Somebody may be in the body of Christ that you know need help. But you're asking God, how do I go about helping this person if that person has been assigned to you? I don't mean going out taking somebody else's assignment, but doing the assignment God have given to you. You know, such compassion surely was beyond your job description. You know, a lot of people, even on job, they'll tell you quick, that's not my job description. But how you know? If God give you that job, how you know that's not your job description? Just because you felt you was trained or you went to school for this and that didn't fall under the headlines when you got your degree, but you're there with the job for a paycheck and to be able to be of service to somebody else. You know, when you think about it, that same night both men had trouble dreaming. How many of you all had trouble and you dreamed? And you had dreams that you could not understand and no one could interpret it. I know a lot of you, that fits you right now. A lot of you have had dreams and vision, and you go around to everybody you know you felt spiritual or you felt God had given them some impartation of what you had dreamed, what you had saw. Well, here, Joseph agreed to help and told them the ability to interpret a dream came from God, no doubt. You know, God gave him great insight And Joseph's skill in interpreting dreams was another indicator that God was still with him. Just like with you all, God is still with each and every one of you all that's listening with the sound of my voice, whether in the archives or whether you're listening by your phone or by your computer. How to overcome being forgotten. God haven't forgotten you. From the time he put you in your mother's womb, he have not forgotten you. You know, God gave Joseph and you great insight. And Joseph, interpreting dreams was another indicator that God still was with him like he is with you. Here, Joseph pointed to God like God is directing you to him. And it certainly appeared that God was working his will in Joseph's life through the dream. You know, when Joseph was 17, he went to Egypt. And 30, when he was delivered from prison. Now look at the time frame. From the time he entered prison at 17 to the time he came out, God was with him all that time. And I know you were saying, well, Overseer, you just don't know. I've been going through this for 10 years, 15 years. It's a reason you're going through it. You are being trained. You are being, through your affliction, you are helping somebody else, but you're going to come out as pure gold. You know, he spent 13 years as a servant and as a prisoner. Joseph eventually became the second in command over Egypt. But he first experienced 13 years of discipline, training, and preparation. When you are called into the ministry, you don't just pick up your Bible and go overnight and say, I'm called to be an evangelist, I'm called to be a bishop or a pastor or a teacher. You're going to go through some discipline, some things that you got to be cast out of you. You got to be trained. And he's going to prepare you. That's not going to happen overnight. You know, his path to a position of great authority and leadership was a path of human service to others. Now, just think about that. When have you felt forgotten? I know many times you have come along, you say, I've been forgotten. I don't want you to feel that you've been forgotten because God have not forgotten you. No matter how hard that situation has been in your life, God is still right there. Sometimes you had to move to another city, to another state, but God didn't forgive you. Sometimes he had to move you to a different place for something better. Sometimes we don't understand all the time what we are going through. But Joseph showed compassion in helping the baker and the cupbearer. And he faithfully shared what God had revealed to him regarding that dream. I know for myself with personal experience, I couldn't understand why I could not go back to Denver, Colorado, when my grandparents passed. But God said I had to come to Houston. I didn't understand it at first. He was still training me. He hadn't left me. He left me, let me know, you're still on the boat of salvation, but I got to take you through something. I got to take you by way of Houston. You got to be trained. You got to be prepared for the things that you're going to be doing, that you're going to encounter. I got to train you and prepare you. I had to learn to go through Yahweh's school of the prophet. I had to go deeper into the word of God. I had to learn, go back to my basic and beginning. I had to learn again how to memorize scriptures. Not just read them, but say them. Put them in my DNA. You know, here Joseph had to be, you know, things had to be revealed to him regarding his dream. I was having dream. I was having vision. I couldn't get nobody to tell me what the dreams meant. Why I could read the scriptures on the wall when I wake up in the morning, whether I open my Bible or not, the scripture was all on the wall, on a white wall. I could read the scripture. When I would tell people that, they say, something wrong with you. You done lost your mind. No, he was letting me know how to overcome thinking I had been forgotten. Oh, my. But here, Joseph, remember, he was saying, I was with you. God was telling him, I haven't left you. I haven't walked away from you. You know, here he had to go back and mention to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. You know, what came of that request? Yet, here he was mentoring and going with the chief cupbearer, the baker. But he did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. See, Joseph said, when y'all get out, go to Pharaoh. Tell him about me. Remember me. How many of you all people have said, I'm with you to the end. I won't forget you. I'll be right there. Give me a call. Anything you need, just give me a call. I'm going to be right there with you. How many of you all felt you were forgotten by your family, by your good so-called friend, by the church folk that's sitting there on the pew, that you done fed, you done kept their house, you done did all this? But when you got into a tight, where was they? That's where the cupbearer, from Joseph's standpoint, and the baker came into play. You know, Joseph was forgotten. Worse, he was forgotten by someone he had helped. I know you all have helped a lot of people, those that's listening to this broadcast today, whether by computer, by phone, or by the car. You feel down in your sanctified soul that you have been forgotten. But God said, not so. He's taking you through some things where he's preparing you for what's coming, because things finna hit America. But he done put you on the side for such a time as this. You know, let me return to the time that I forgot some things. I must have driven, I don't know how far, when I thought about some things that I was supposed to take care of, that a place I had left. But he turned me around and sent me back to where I had left because I had laid something down, forgot something, and had to go back. You know, when you think about it, sometimes you think about a phone number. I misplaced it. It's somebody I need to get in touch with. But, you know, I would say God always got a ram in the bush. You can't find where you laid your keys, the phone number, or your cell phone. But God, out of the clear blue, will let that cell phone, when you think it's dead, it's going to start ringing. Or somebody going to call you on the phone, just like I lost my keys, dropped them, went to see a senior citizen. God hadn't forgotten me. I just got on my knees and prayed and said, God, show me. Because I know I had my keys. What did I do with them? He hadn't forgotten. I'm using those things as example, just like Joseph did with the cupbearer and the baker. You know, here it points to that unintentionally we can be in strange places, and things can happen. But God had never forgotten you. Thankful God never forgot me, just like he haven't forgotten you. Unlike imperfected human, he never make mistakes. We must make mistakes, but God never make a mistake. You know, therefore, we can remain confident in his plan, even when it seemed like we've been left out of that plan. We may feel like God is absent, but we can't know. He is still there, always loving us and watching over us. He haven't forgotten us, y'all. And my tag words I've been using today is overcome, forgotten, and gift. And the gift, God have given each one of you a gift. Start using and walking in the gifts God give you. Not the people say you got, but what God say. Forgotten? He's never forgotten you all. Don't think you have been forgotten. God is sitting right there. He have his angels encamped around you. And for overcome, don't you know you can overcome everything that the enemy try to put you in, throw against you? Sickness, finances, job, relationship, friends, family. Don't you know you can overcome that with God? My. Here, I'm going to go back to Joseph. You know, Joseph surely felt forgotten, but he didn't quit. I don't want y'all to quit today. No matter how hard it gets, no matter what it looked like, do not quit. You don't have an option. Don't quit. You know, tragedy is not terminal, Because things come up in our life, we figure that's the end. Nah, that's just the beginning with some of them. Disappointment is not the final chapter in our life. Pain is not the ultimate end for a child of God. We're going to go through pain on this side. If God went through it for us, just think about what we're going to go through. He gets the final word, no matter what's going on. Always, when we allow the truth to be hidden in our heart, quitting is not an option. Even when we feel forgotten. Today, I'm going to ask you a question. How do we support one another to keep doing what God has gifted us to do? I'm asking you that as believers today. Another question I'm going to ask you is, what is one of the primary ways God has gifted you to do his work? Just think about it today. Today our topic is how to overcome being forgotten. You know, you have options for remaining engaged even when you feel forgotten in life. I want you to remember these three key things I'm going to give you. Discover your gifts. Go and ask God. God won't steer you wrong. Use a spiritual gift assessment to identify the way God has equipped you to serve. Sharpen your skills. Use a tool like the ministry, you know, to gain training for different areas of ministry that God connect with your natural gift. Sometimes you have to pick up some reading material. Sometimes he may give you dreams, vision. He'll give you ideas for you to try. I know even for myself, not just being on Blog Talk, I have a gift for sewing. I have a gift of making things. I've come up with a salve he gave me to make. I've come up with the anointing oil he's given me from the Bible. Just think about it. Different things God have gifted us with. Are we using the gifts, the unique gifts somebody else may not have or they have, but yours is a different way? He gave me the gift of how to make handkerchiefs. Not like everybody else make it. I have a different unique with my handkerchiefs. That's a gift he gave me. Just think about it for a few minutes. What gift have God given you that he haven't forgotten you, that you can put to use? Just sit down and think about these things I have asked you today. Make a difference in somebody's life today. Jump in with both feet to serve God and others. Find an area of need in your church or your community and use your gift to serve. I help people in the community all around, all walks of life, all color, creed. I even help people that come in contact with me through Blog Talk, missions, overseas, organizations. Not only just the jail and the prison, but people in all walks of life every day. God loves you and values you deeply as his child. You will avoid feeling forgotten at different moments in your life. The good news is that you can choose to make a positive impact during those moments as Joseph did. Just think about it. You can overcome being forgotten. When your family have forgotten you, God haven't forgotten you. If you feel your children have forgotten you, they went their separate way, they don't call you, they don't write you, and you worry about where they are, God haven't forgotten you. Just keep doing what God have commissioned you to do. And remember my tag words I used today. Overcome. You are overcomer. You haven't been forgotten. And your gift? Start walking in the callings of your gift. You may not realize it's a gift right now, but pray. Ask God to open up your mindset. And when it comes to the word, study that word to show yourself approved before God. Not man, not woman, but before God. Get into that word. Dig into that word where he can give you what he wants you to have. And you can learn how to overcome being forgotten by others. And I'm so sorry. I may have had someone on the line that would want to say something today. On my last few minutes, feel free to hit one on your keypad, and I will bring you in. But I know this was an exciting topic for me today, because when I lost all the members of my family, at one point, I thought I was forgotten. We have someone that want to say something. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace.
Good morning.
How are you today? I'm glad you came on. You're listening to the broadcast.
Yeah, everything you're talking about is hitting home. It really is.
Oh, praise
God. And, you know, the worst feeling about being forgotten is, in my opinion, being forgotten by your home church.
Mm-hmm.
Not only have I been forgotten, I've been dismissed, put aside, recognized, you know, when I asked to do things in the church to help out in ministry, because mm-hmm. I couldn't do it, you know, I asked one guy,
mm-hmm.
could I help out with the prison ministry, because they went out on Saturdays, and they would leave before I get off of work, so I couldn't go. When I asked him, like, what else can I do to be a part of this ministry? He said, well, what's your point? And that was blow to the head right there. What's my point? My point is to help out in ways that God has placed me at this church to deal with his people.
Uh-huh.
But I've never been accepted by my last church. And my wife told me one thing that really hit home, and I never thought about this.
Uh-huh.
She said, you were dismissed on purpose by God from the church, because if you have not been to that experience, then you would still be in a rut you were back then. In mm-hmm. other words, I would have treated people like they had treated me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait, wow, that's deep.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for the experience of being dismissed from my last church.
Mm-hmm.
By the leadership, the congregation, even my so-called ministry friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they were scared of me because of what God placed in me. When I told them that I'm the kind of person who don't preach too good messages, I meant that. I don't preach what you want to hear. I hear what you need to hear through the Word of God.
Oh,
they told me, well, you can't say this and that. You don't need to preach no more. I'm like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Fine. You know, you ain't even own church on planet Earth. I know a church out there that God will place me at, that they will accept me for what I am, for who I am. On my radio show, I'm broadcast. On my profile, I tell them I keep 100% real. I'm from the gutter. Thank you, Lord. I'm from the gutter, from the to the gangster to the gospel. But
uh-huh.
I keep 100% real about what I've been through.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got an email from a friend of mine said, "Well, you shouldn't say this, you should say that." I said, "No, I did say that because I'm helping somebody out there who's in there where I used to be."
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I have been forgotten by a whole plethora of folks. But like you said, God has placed me on the platform where he said, look, go preach my word like I told you to preach. Don't worry about man, woman, child, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't like you, remember that they hated me before they hated you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave where that's it.
Well, I'm so glad that this excuse me, hold on a minute. I was trying to get that sneeze out. I am so glad that this, you was able to listen to this broadcast today, because we, as men and women of God, we have been cast aside, ostracized so many times in church, unchurch buildings, because we are the church. And
right.
If, you know, some people just want to preach prosperity message or, like you said, these feel-good message. And as for prison ministry, the people should want people that are violent, because prison ministry is not cut out for everyone. Outreach ministry is not cut out for everyone. Street ministries is not cut out for everyone. God got specific people he had designated to do different jobs in the body of Christ. And when you turn someone down that God has sent, that's when it comes, you feel you've been forgotten. God, I'm trying to do what you say. But you know, like I said earlier in my broadcast, that he has to put us into training, preparation, discipline. See, with all that you had to go through, you had to learn discipline within yourself. But for them at that church, you had to go through training and preparation. See, God was preparing you for wherever you are right now. You had to leave from where you were. He told you to still preach my gospel. Now, Joseph had to spend 13 years in prison. Even when everybody forgot him, he still had to do what God had called him to do. But through this all, God let him know. Look how he come out as pure gold through this thing. And I'm pretty sure God have called you out to something better than what you was in. He have stirred you in a different direction. But you can remember your platform that you were on, what you had to go through. All these big-time preachers and all these evangelists, they didn't get where they did overnight, picked up their Bible and run out there and say, I'm an evangelist. They went through some trials and tribulation. Don't think ain't none of them felt that they had been forgotten. They'd have been put out of churches, talked about, gossip and everything else. But think where they are now. That's why they can give a great testimony, just like you will, to say, you know, when I look back at it, I thank God I thought I was forgotten. Because look like where God have taken me through. Look through the knocks and the hawks I had to go through. Look where God have me at right now. So this is a testimony for others to hear and share. Someone was strong enough to come on Blog Talk and let the world know. I went through that. I felt forgotten, what I had to overcome. But where I am today, where God is taking me today, I had to go through a lot. Being persecuted, being put out of churches, slandered, talked about. But look where I'm at today. God still is taking me where he wants me to go. Where others done had to, who didn't want me in their sanctuary or didn't feel I was equipped or they felt I was too old, them same ones done had to come back and apologize and want me over where they are now. But God done moved me 6 and 7 levels from where I was at. So don't you know I'm just like Joseph. I thank God for what I had to go through. I thank God today of being felt I was forgotten, and God had to let me know, I am your provider, I'm your husband, I'm your friend, I'm your mama, I'm your father, I'm your sister, and I'm your brother. Everything that you need is in me. So you have not been forgotten. So, young man, I am so glad that you called in. Where are you calling from?
Actually, I'm from Arkansas, but my wife and I moved up here to North Dakota about 3 months ago. And I got a favor to ask you. After your broadcast, could you give me a call back on that number? I have so much to say.
I sure can. I'll put your number down right now because I'm hoping we're still on the air because the broadcast itself is over. But anybody that wants to call and talk, it will continue on going over to the archives, and I thank God for that. And I will gladly call you. And what's your name?
This is Mary.
Okay, I'll just call you.
Okay.
I will be more than happy. And praise God that God have moved you from Arkansas to Dakota around new people, a new life. You haven't been forgotten. Now just think about how far you are from Arkansas to where you are now. You done passed a lot of states. Huh?
1,400 plus miles. Yeah, long drive.
All right. But you see what I'm saying? He's training. He's disciplining you. But I will call you when the broadcast go over. And I think I'm going to play another song, hoping to come up on the archive. and I'm going to see if they'll show it. If they'll do it. Okay, I'm going to see if it'll come.
Jesus.
And I'll give you a call.
Jesus. There is something about that name.
Have a wonderful day, and do tune in next week for another exciting topic. Goodbye. Hello?